agree?
I agree, and I think that's the attitude everybody has. They know what this is.
I think too that I think that's the real feeling about this last weekend. We sort of turned the corner in our own attitudes. Not that our attitude was all right before, but we decided, well, now we've taken a good assessment. We've taken our low point and so forth, and we started to fight back.
Exactly.
And now we're going to continue to fight back. But one last thing. What we do with regard to this press thing, you know, the only time I can do a press thing next week if I don't, is I've got Tuesday, I'm screwed with that. With Talbert. And I got Wednesday and Thursday, of course, we want to put it off to then, although I can do it Monday, see, by going back and campaigning. The critical question here is, again, now, the one that you and I got to talk with Ron about, and I don't want, really want to get other, anything more emotional people involved in it. Is the press thing. Let's not be driven into a press meeting of any kind simply because we think the press wants it, we need it. Whether we have it or not, that kind of an issue never hurts you much. What can hurt you more is having one at the wrong time.
That's right.
Now, therefore, my view is I don't walk out in that press room until we are quite ready to go. Now, next Monday, this, for example, today would have been a hell of a bad. This is a good time. We're not
ready. Would have been a terrible time. Would have been a terrible time.
I would have had an answer. Now, next Monday may be the right time. What is your present feeling?
My present feeling is that the only time you should go out is when you have a series of substantive announcements to make, or when we have put out, we made for to build up, put out something, that the focus of that press conference has got to be on the substance. Now I'm talking the reorganization, the energy, the economy, the Brezhnev meeting, and what all it portends, and the results perhaps of the Pompidou meeting.
Yep.
I think Monday would be too soon.
That's what I think.
And the latter part of the week might be better, but I'm not even sure of that yet until we can assess what we've got on the economy.
Assess what?
What we've got substantively.
Yeah.
On Schultz and on energy, and we get the Rogers Kissinger thing.
They're not ready. I'm afraid, I think, frankly, that probably the best time is to get it about a week before Brezhnev comes.
That's right, so they run together.
And then they'll be moving up toward that, and you hit it about then, rather than going out there.
But I don't want it to be a war.
It'll, to the extent that it is, it's let's try to make it our issue to the extent that we can.
It's our issue, and until we're ready, I will take it on. I don't do this.
Couldn't agree more. What good is it?
It's not needed. You've had public exposure. By God, you were out last week. People hurt you.
And I'll be out this week.
And you'll be out this week. You're going to have plenty of exposure this week.
See, they're complaining about the exposure they want across the president.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that if you can't submit to that.
We will have to. See, when our congressmen and all senators, you know, they constantly say to the president, like Griffin and the Hawaiians around, says, you got to have more press conferences and so forth. They're really reflecting, believe me, more what the press are telling them. You understand that? They aren't seeing it as we do from this higher vantage point. Well, you get all sorts of things from people who think, well, gee, the president ought to be on the press. And I don't understand. I am all for them when we've got some things going our way. Because I can do them well, and they're out there in a good forum where the country has got to see the president as the leader. I don't think, though, that they should see the president as the leader in a press conference today. Today is a bad day. I'm not sure that we'll be ready by Monday.
I doubt it.
I think maybe by Wednesday or Thursday next week, maybe. But you can't. You see what I mean? Where he's out there as the leader and not as the leader defendant. But
that's
a bunch of goddamn innuendo.
You her statement, bang. You think reorganization, here's what you accomplished with Pompidou, here's what the challenges, in addition to taking the following measures. Now, we may want to break some of them off and have them out beforehand so they'll be prepared to ask questions on these areas. That's a question of tactics and PR.
If we can get some, all we're sure we're going to have in the bag is Pompidou and maybe Rogers Kissinger.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But pressure.
Yeah, I'm sure energy and option.
Energy for sure. Economic. I don't know what these people are. Well, that's enough. I don't want to go any longer. But this is good format now, isn't it?
Every morning. Yes,
with it. Let me say, you just walk in at 9 o'clock so that there's don't want to hesitate. Somebody's in here while